With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Stalemate continues on Capitol Hill. Congress remains at a standstill on legislation to end the shutdown.
Don't ask the Republicans what we should be doing or what we should be negotiating. I don't have anything to negotiate. I sent them in good faith exactly what they had voted for before. We did not put any Republican provisions in that. And we tried to make this very simple, in good faith, so the appropriations process of the people can continue.
Well, a deadly vehicle and stabbing attack outside a synagogue in England.
People were killed after a car was driven at members of the public and a man was stabbed outside a synagogue in the English city of Manchester. Greater Manchester police believe the suspect is also dead after being shot by officers. The incident occurred on the Jewish religious holiday of Yom Kippur. Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced additional police deployment at synagogues across the UK following the attack. Karen Shamas, London.
Well, President Trump has declared drug cartels to be totally unlawful combatants and says the United States is now, quote, in an armed conflict. Mr. Trump says trafficking of drugs into the United States amounts to armed conflict, requiring the use of strong military force. In the last month, the United States Armed Forces carrying out three deadly strikes against drug smuggling boats in various parts of the Caribbean. A U.S. immigration judge has denied a bid for asylum from Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The judge in Baltimore denied an application to reopen Abrego Garcia's asylum case, but he does have 30 days in which to appeal. Salvadoran man immigrated to the United States illegally. Officials say that when he was a teenager. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham has given a gospel message to Belgium.
The evangelist hosted what is called the Festival of Hope Outreach. More than 14,000 people gathered in Brussels, Belgium, to hear a message about the hope of the gospel. Organizers said the message was translated live into seven languages: French, Flemish, Slovak, Spanish, Portuguese, French Sign Language, and Flemish Sign Language, to make it accessible to all the attendees. George Williams, SRN News.
The Christian Post says Elon Musk has reposted a message from Turning Point USA CEO Erica Kirk on Sunday, in which she encouraged people to go to church. Musk, who has taken a prominent role in American politics since the first assassination attempt on President Trump's life, has identified himself as a, quote, cultural Christian in the past, but has stopped short of fully embracing Christianity. This is SRN News. Officials in Bermuda asking residents to stay off the roads as a Category 2 hurricane hit the island. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
The center of Hurricane Imelda has moved past Bermuda, but National Security Minister Michael Weeks is still urging people to stay off the roads. The Category 2 storm swiped the island and then lost strength. Imelda was expected to dump up to 4 inches of rain on Bermuda and produce dangerous storm surge that could cause coastal flooding. Some 17,000 households and businesses have lost power, and schools, offices, and the airport are closed. There are no reported injuries. I'm Donna Warder.
Well, the Air Force-Navy football game Saturday will be played as scheduled despite a government shutdown. Navy says all games will be played, though a spokesman notes some military coaches are affected. More details at srnnews.com.